Hi, welcome to episode 121 of Fresh Air at 5. Well, as we move into this week and you're going to take a listen, things are subsiding a bit and slowing down a little bit for me. Your book is almost finished. Conference time is over. And now we're moving into getting some rest and relaxation towards the end of the week as I'm going fishing on Saturday. So the day that this comes out, I'm going to be up fishing and enjoying a lake and trying to catch some rainbow trout. All right, without further ado, here's episode 121, Fresh Air at 5.
Hi, I'm Batsheva Frankel from Overthrowing Education, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected. Hey, PLN, it is May 8, 2023. Good morning to you. Hope you're doing well. I am doing better than I have been. Past couple weeks, I've talked about the busyness. It is subsiding a little bit. Conferences are complete, and I am back from Whistler. So I had a great weekend with the My PETA crew, and we had a conference in Whistler. Had 300 delegates and three sets of fantastic presenters that talked about language arts and about social emotional and behavioral learning, as well as makerspace. Fantastic. Back from Whistler and gotten caught up on my marking finally, which is good. And today is my wife's and mine 24th wedding anniversary. So we are going to go for dinner tonight and have a low-key day. But it's a celebration because we've been at this for 24 years married and thankful for that. All right, this morning as I was walking, I listened to Smartin WY, which is Shanna Martin and her husband Fuzz, as they talked about newspaper and text generators this morning. So Shanna talked about making an old-fashioned newspaper clip and how you can make it look that way. And she found a tool called Newspaper. You have to look in the show notes. But she has two or three. One's called Foodie, FODEY.org or something like that. And you can put some text in there, a picture, and it makes it look like a newspaper clip. That's pretty nifty. That's a cool idea. So you could have a blurb that a student puts in. Another one is a fuller old-fashioned newspaper where you put in your headlines, your articles, your pictures, and it makes it one, two, or three sides, however many pages you need, and drop some fun information in there. And so there's lots of fun stuff here in Tech Tools for Teachers that came out today. So thanks, Shanna. Thanks, Fuzz. Have a fabulous day. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Okay, bye. Hey, PLN, it is Wednesday, May 10, 2023, and since I talked to you last, the yearbook is coming along pretty good. It's nearly done, and we had exam night last night, lots of students making progress through their demonstration of learning, and this morning I'm out for my walk. And it is a beautiful day. The sun is about to burst forth over the horizon. And the mountains ahead are just absolutely gorgeous. A slight orange sky. And all that goes here. Let's take a look over there. So isn't that beautiful? Spectacular. Okay. This morning I listened to episode 56 of Evolving with Gratitude with Lainey Rowell. And Amy has on guest Lainey has on guest Amy Matthew Perez. See, I got their names mixed up there. And Dr. Amy Matthew Perez is the director of special programs in Texas at her school district. And one of those is special ed. And she talks about special education students, and that we don't call them special ed students. We call them students because all of us have special things about us. And that's so important to remember, that we have to look at the able as opposed to the label, because we like the label and that affects our perception of their ability. So take a look at what they're able to do and stop labeling. And labels are important for paperwork, but as individuals and people, we are about our ability, and that's so important. Amy also talks about gratitude being a thing about always learning, and even in challenging times, and taking the opportunity to learn. And that is a grateful moment, because without learning, we can't advance ourselves. And Amy's had a number of different roles over her 30 years of education, but her perspective is fresh and relevant today. So take a listen to what Amy has to say as her and Lainey talk. And it's so fantastic. And I love the joke, Amy, about the thesaurus. So that's all I got for right now. I'm almost done my walk. So I might talk to you a little bit more, or I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a fabulous day. Okay, bye-bye. The last thing for May 10, 2023, I just listened to episode 100 of Teach Happier podcast with Suzanne Daly. And Suzanne, I want to say congratulations to you on reaching episode 100 of your podcast. It was fantastic to join you in the last parts here of your podcast, last few episodes, and start listening. So I appreciate the work that you're doing, because a change in mindset, a change in the way we think about approaching difficult things, our jobs, good things, is so very important. And our perspective has a profound impact on our trajectory. So thank you so very much for that. In this episode, you talked about your stats, which is important, but not really. I focus on my stats, but then it maybe gets me down. But it's good to hear that you have reached so many people in so many places. And the fact that we are in this together is so evident. And that is a great thing, to have that reach you have around the world. So congratulations, Suzanne. Your three takeaways. One of them was act the way you want to feel, or something like that. That's important. We got a language change, or a language takeaway, and another one. So people, you need to go listen to this episode to hear what Suzanne's three takeaways, biggest takeaways over the past 100 episodes is, and the fact that we are all in this together. Suzanne, congratulations. Fantastico. Appreciate, and look forward to continuing to listen in the next season. We got two more episodes of this right now, and then next fall, probably this coming fall. All right. Happy day. Bye. Hey, PLN, it's Thursday, May 11, 2023. It's field trip day. We're taking our students out to the woods in Golden Ears Park at Maple Ridge, British Columbia today. We're going for a hike, so this is a PE field trip. I'm tagging along because I love hiking and being outside and spend time with our students. And seeing as they're all gone and there's no classes today, then I will might as well go hang with the students, because that's something that I can do as a teacher. My colleagues and I were excited about this, so it's gonna be fun. All right, this morning, as I'm walking, I listened to the 137th episode of Tech the Podcast. It's Eric and Nick. Gents, thank you for this episode. Bring us five burning questions we get about EdTech. And I was excited to hear what these questions are. And it doesn't surprise me what the questions are, because they are normal questions about how do you do ed tech coaching, etc., and all these things. You guys got your podcast, you bring us a plethora of tools all the time, and the first question was, do you guys use all these tools? And no, there's no way that you guys could possibly use all these tools. And myself, I talk about a lot of tools that I hear on podcasts, and I don't use them myself in my personal space. space, or even in my teaching space as a teacher, and share them with my students. But an example of a tool about removing background, Remove BG came out a while ago, and I was fired up about it. I was so excited about it. I remember when Eric Kurtz put that post up, I shared it with my class. One of my students, this was, I think, 4 years ago now, maybe 3 years ago, I showed it to him. And now, as we're working on yearbook, he came up with a process of taking a portrait picture of a student and, you know, against the door or any background, going into Remove BG, grabbing the Remove background picture, and then so for our yearbook so that he could, you know, put that picture in. The missing students was away that day for picture day. He can put that picture in where it's belonging. He put a gradient in a Google slide, and he's got a Google slide process so that he can drop that Remove BG picture in and then get the PNG out of that, stick it in the yearbook. You can't even tell. Hang on, I'll be right back. One more thing for May 11, 2023. Correction on the episode number. It's episode 137 of Got Tech. Does Eric and Nick bring us 5 burning questions people have about ed tech for them? And I talked about Remove BG. Fantastic process. I told my student, I said, that's a great process because it's not something that is in his Canva account or his Adobe account. It is a kind of a generic process that any of us on the yearbook editing team can get to and be able to use the process that he made to continue to make our photos all look the same, because when you've got your portrait class pictures, anyhow, that's exciting. That's awesome. And had I not been exposed to Remove BG, you know, then Adobe Spark came out with Remove Background, I wouldn't have pushed into it a little. And I'm glad I did, because my student, Sam, he was pretty excited about it, and it's evident from what we're hearing today. All right, so shout out to Sam. Good job, Sam. Appreciate your work. All right, moving along now. You guys talked all about, AI in here and the ethics of that and the wrestle of that. I'm going to a meeting on Monday about for online schools in British Columbia, and with my principal and all the principals of the online schools, asking the question. One of the questions is, you know, what do we do about ChatGPT? What do we do about AI writing? And how do we manage that? And so it's about learning more and more and the ethics. Appreciate your arguments here, and I'm gonna pass those along for my principal to listen to, so that, lots going on. This is a great episode. Take a listen, because I believe that if you are one of the EdTech comfortable, you will agree and hear with what Eric and Nick are saying. You've probably listened to this already because you listen to their podcast, but if you don't listen to their podcast, you should listen to their podcast. That's why I do this podcast, so that I can share. Eric will tell you that he's found some podcasts to listen to because of what I do. All right, that's all I got. Have a fabulous day. Carpenter out. Hey, Peel, on Friday, May 12, 2023. Good morning to you. Beautiful day here. It is just before 6 a.m. as I'm coming up the hill and almost home. This morning is the day after we went on our field trip to Golden Ears Park, Gold Creek, in Maple Ridge. And we took our students there yesterday and had a fantastic, fabulous day out in the sunshine and at the creek and looking at the waterfall, and even some played in the water, which was fantastic. All right, so this morning I listened to episode 103 of the Tom Shimmer Show, and Tom brings us to the outset of the episode how pointing out the exception reinforces the point of the rule or the generalization. How we, you know, make an argument for something, and then somebody gives a counter argument, that's what it is, that goes against your argument, but says, well, there's a special case, and that special case then therefore disproves what you're saying. But if you're using language like most or almost always or nearly, as opposed to all the time and in all cases and all students, then, you know, that exception just reinforces what you're saying. Take a listen to what Tom says. He does a good job of explaining that. Tom talks with Dylan Williams, who is an assessment rock star and wanted to be a rock star in a different space before he got into learning more and being a teacher in England back in the 80s and 90s. And how Dylan talks about assessment and summative assessment, and we get a bit of a history lesson about where formative assessment comes from, where the term assessment for learning comes from, and how does that work out. It's cool to hear that, Tom, you're surprised a bit, because we can't know everything and others do. Hang on, I'll be right back. One more thing for May 12, 2023. Continuing my thoughts on episode 103 of the Tom Shimmer Show, as Tom talks with Dylan Williams, who is an assessment expert and formative assessment, and looks at the how is formative assessment the 6 to 10 minute regular everyday moment by moment assessment that affects the trajectory of learning in your classroom. How does that go? And I try to do that at moments, and honestly it's not the easiest thing to do. But also, it's about being responsive to what your students need. Yes, you have a goal, you have a plan, but then in the middle of that plan, what do? When most of your class doesn't get it, do you keep on going because I have a plan? I have to get through this. I have a plan, and it's not my fault they don't know it. Well, it kind of is your fault as a teacher if you've got stuff that students should have learned that they don't know or aren't able to do. So yes, at the end, Tom, your assessment corner, as you talked. Oh, by the way, Dylan Williams, this is only part one of two. So if you're catching up and listening to this podcast, mine, and haven't gone and listened to episode 103 of the Tom Shimmer Show, please go do that before you listen to episode 104 so that you get some context of where Dylan Williams is coming. I don't know what he's going to say with Tom, but I do know that this is the first part of two. Okay, the part of this episode that really caught my attention, and the first two parts were attention catching. And to say that, is the assessment corner. And Tom, you bring us, how do we think about the cumulative grade as opposed to the culmination of assessing a student's learning compared to the accumulation of grades over time? And back in September, students didn't know very much and they got low marks, and now they're maybe getting high marks and it averages out. Captivated me. All right, that's all. Gotta go. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, the last thing for May 12, 2023. Okay, I can't go because I looked at the time and I'm like, oh, I got to rush and close up the segment. But continuing my reflection on the episode 103 of the Tom Shimmer Show, as Tom talked about the cumulative effect of learning over time in your classroom and your students and how they have learned things. Well, hang on 1 second. Here's Bruce and Sophie. I'll be right back. Hang on. Let's take a look at Bruce and Sophie here. Hey, guys. Hi. There we go. There's Sophie the puppy.
All right. So okay. That was Sophie and Bruce. And my friends that I run into in the morning on my walk, and it's fantastic. Sophie, they had a little altercation with the truck a bit ago, and she had a sore paw, so she got hit by a truck, but is doing better and walking, which is super good. Okay, back to the culminative assessment. Tom, your suggestion to us about taking a gradebook page and just the class list and assigning a grade. I like that idea. I'm going to give that a go. And, I'm going to ask my students what they think, and I'm going to ask them to change my mind about what I think they might be thinking about what their grade is, and have them do some self-assessment. All right, that's all I got. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a fabulous week. I'm having a good day, as you can tell. And all right, that's all. Happy Friday.
As my one word for 2021 is appreciate, I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cold Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here and on the Education Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out. And take care of yourself, because you're worth it.